Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's good. How are you?
I'm good. Quite a reception downstairs.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, I mean, it feels very presidential.
You know, I have to tell you the first thing that I noticed about your arrival, and there's a couple of things that I want to talk to you about, but the first thing that I noticed was your son.
Yes.
And I thought about your dad being here in 1988. I thought about how you have been since your dad passed away. You were a page on the float with your dad in 1988. But here's what I saw. When you got off that bus, I saw Julian, your son, with this look on his face. He was so excited and proud of his dad.
Oh, that's very sweet to hear. Well, I'm much more proud of him than he is of me. He's a wonderful young man.
Your parents had a little bit of advice for you when you were thinking about getting into show business. Are you going to give him the same advice?
Well, I think it's a little different. Both of my parents were more skeptical, where because my father did well in his career, and my mother did well, and I've done well, and that I have faith in it, and I think that there's a chance for him to still be a boy and a child for as long as possible. But, you know, if he knows what he wants to be, it's my job to fully support him and encourage him.
What do you love to eat in New Orleans?
Oh, man, I love the seafood. I love the sauces. You know, this is sauce town, so I don't like to eat anything that doesn't have a lot of sauce nearby.
Traveling all over and being based in L.A., you know, New Orleans is a very quaint city. How would you describe it to somebody who's never been here?
Wow, how would I? Well, first of all, I love Paris. I love France. I love French culture, French food. And I love the combination, the amalgamation, if you will, of American culture, of the historical culture here, the food, the people, the Southern hospitality. And also, you know, New Orleans is just a little bit wilder than its neighboring adjacent cities and states. So that fits perfectly for my personality.
All right, here's the doubloon. This is the official Alan Thicke. I'm Robin Thicke doubloon.
Yep, this is the Robin one, yep.
But this is a special one. Only 8,000 of these have been done,
yeah.
And this is you and your dad.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool?
You remind me of your dad. I met your dad at a pajama party at the Playboy Mansion in L.A.
Of course you did, yeah.
We were both in pajamas.
That sounds like my dad.
The cadence of your talk, it reminds me of your dad.
Yeah, well, he was a huge influence on me internally and externally.
So when he passed away, it kind of changed your life.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when you have, as Bill Maher, one of my dad's good friends, said, you know, a big tree has fallen, you know, and for our family, you know, he was not only the patriarch, but, you know, he took us out of the family name, out of a small mining town in northern Ontario, and moved us to Hollywood, and was very beloved and loved Hollywood, loved what he did, and loved people. And everywhere I go now, I hear stories from very famous people to the guy who's standing, the PA standing in the corner on set, who says, you know, your dad was so great to work with and such a nice man and so funny. And so hearing these compliments, is his legacy. He, you know, as his family and children, we carry on his legacy. But also, he left his own imprint upon the business and his kindness and his goodwill.
In addition to A Blurred Line, such a big hit, Lost Without You in 2006 was number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It stayed number one for 11 weeks on the Billboard Hot R&B and hip-hop rap charts.
Yeah.
You were the only white person to do that since George Michael did it with One More Try in 88.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment, yeah.
So, like, the R&B thing it's just baked in your DNA.
Well, I don't consider myself an R&B singer as much as a soul artist. I make music and sing from my soul. I just happen to be the only white guy, you know, that lives on adult black radio. But I make music from the heart, and luckily it touches people, you know, of different from different places.
And your song Testify, and That's What Love Is For, these were inspired by your dad.
Well, indirectly, they were the first two songs that I wrote after his passing. Testify was more of a spiritual song, talking about having to find myself and God and you know, work on my soul after such a tragic event, after a few tragic events. And then That's What Love Can Do is actually much more written to my son than it was about my father. It was about how to become a good man and a real man. And as my father had passed and I walk into his footsteps, it was a lesson to my son of, you know, how to be a good man.
I lost my dad and I have a son. I can relate to your position, and I'm sure you're starting to feel this this idea of setting an example for your son like your dad did for you.
Yeah, well, you know, because my dad was pretty what's the word? Not offensive. So I grew up wanting to be a rebel, you know, and I wanted to rebel against his squeaky clean image, and always wanted to be a little bit of a wild child. But now that my son is getting older and he sees and notices everything Dad does, and now I have daughters, you know, getting older, so I've definitely seen that I am an example, and I have to walk that path properly.
And Robin, you've been through challenges in your life. Blurred Lines created a controversy I don't think you guys anticipated would create. And then there was the court settlement with the Marvin Gaye estate. Yes. And you lost your, 2 years ago, you lost your Malibu home to a wildfire.
Yes, a house burnt down in the Malibu fires, yeah.
And when you went back to your home, describe what you saw.
Oh, it was Poland post-World War. It was, the whole neighborhood was gone.
What have you learned from those challenges?
Count your blessings, you know, count your blessings, and take care of, control what you can control, and be good to your family and be good to your children. And when tragedy strikes, lift your head up and keep laughing and keep smiling and keep putting food on the table.
New Orleans is going to love you as Bacchus 2020. Have a great ride.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for spending time with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.